MOOSEJAWTODAY. Calm and up and down tournament ended in positive fashion for the Moose Jaw U11 Mustangs at the Sask Lacrosse Provincial Box Festival in Saskatoon this past weekend, with the local squad bringing home bronze from the 9-team tournament. Moose Jaw opened the event with a 7-2 loss to the Shelbrooke Storm before downing the Saskatoon Dragons 5-3 and dropping a 10-1 decision to the Regina Crush. Sunday action saw the Mustangs get a measure of revenge with a 4-3 win over Shelbrooke before a 4-1 loss to the Swift Current Rampage sent Moose Jaw into the third-place game. There, they'd take a 6-4 win over Swift Current to claim bronze. Shelbrooke 7 Mustangs 2. Shelbrooke scored 6 unanswered goals through the second and third periods to secure the tournament opening win. Moose Jaw led 2-1 after the first on goals from Caleb Meadows and James Aritz, but Caleb Goldhawk scored twice shorthanded while Jace Helm and Lily Kennedy had single markers for a 4-3 Storm lead. Helm finished off the hat trick in the third, and Waylon Smith had their other marker. Mustangs 5, Dragons 3. Goals from Jackson Fellinger with 3:20 to play in regulation and Jack Howery 11 seconds later snapped a 3-3 tie and gave Moose Jaw their first win at the festival. Dax Herford scored twice for the Mustangs and finished with a hat trick, while Theodore Watts scored all 3 goals for Saskatoon. Crush 10, Mustangs 1. A 5-goal first period for Regina set the tone, and they'd add 2 more in the second and 3 more in the third for the commanding win. Sawyer Noga had Moose Jaw's lone goal in the first. Calder Crossman scored 4 times for Regina, while Jensen Boschman and Ryan Welder each scored twice. Oliver Grischuk and Oscar Stein had single markers. Mustangs 4, Shelbrooke 3. 3 goals 1:30 apart midway through the third period proved to be the difference, as the Mustangs built a 4-1 lead and then held on for the win. Meadows got their rally going with a power play goal with 11:50 to play in the period, followed by Aritz 42 seconds later and Ace Belfoyle 48 seconds after that mark. Goldhawk scored twice late in the period to make things interesting, but Moose Jaw would secure the victory. Peyton Pinnell had Moose Jaw's other goal in the second period. Jonah Sumners also scored for the Storm. Swift Current 4, Mustangs 1. Lee Brown scored 4 times, including a hat trick in the first period, to lead the Rampage offense. Herford scored the lone goal for Moose Jaw, with his marker coming late in the third period as Swift Current led 3-1 after the first and second periods. Mustangs 6, Swift Current 4. The bronze medal game saw the Mustangs once again come up big late in the contest, this time with Howery and Herford scoring back-to-back shorthanded goals with 8:13 and 8:01 remaining in the game to secure the medal. The first period was as back and forth as can be, with Herford and Fellinger answering a pair of goals from the Rampage's Brown and another from Griffin Larson. Herford tied the game at 11:50 of the second. Jace Newman replied for Swift Current with a power play goal with 7 minutes remaining in the period, and Zadie Belfoyle tied things once again with 3:15 to play. The Weyburn Thrashers took a 9-2 win over the Prince Albert Lumberjacks to claim gold.